Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
She knows the only reason he's asking her out is because she lost weight, but should she go out with him anyway? We're going to get to that email in just a second. But first, I have a question for you all. I think it's an easy one. We'll see if you get it on the first try. Somebody polled 2,000 single people to find the sexiest jobs for 2025. They broke it down by industry, okay? Any guess as to what the sexiest job of 2025 is?
Dear God, let it be radio host.
Let it be radio host. We did not crack the top eight.
Damn. Firefighter.
First responders, like firefighters, paramedics. That came in at number three.
Okay, pilot's pretty sexy.
Ooh, a pilot is sexy. It's not up here.
Car mechanic.
No.
When they slide from under the car, Abby, with the shirt open? No?
They don't get, you're right. Feeling some type of way, Jiffy Lube?
Good to know, Mo. Now I know why you don't have a car.
No, that's why they call it O'Reilly's.
See? That's what I'm saying.
No, that is not it. Come on. Think. This is...
OnlyFans.
No! I mean, I get it, but again, this is a profession, so think... of somebody that...
Doctor.
Yes!
Yeah,
there
okay.
You go. All right. Healthcare was the number one profession. So doctor was voted the sexiest job overall. Nurse is second.
Okay.
All right. Education came in at number two. So teachers and professors.
No way.
And then our first responders in at number three. All right. So, like I said, she knows the only reason that he is asking her out is because she lost weight. So is that a deal breaker? Should she hold a grudge about that, or should she go ahead and go out with him anyway? Cass has got the email.
I need some impartial advice because my friends are all like, he's a dirtbag. Why would you ever? I work at this tech company. That's already a red flag. It's a pretty chill vibe. Lots of standing desks and kombucha. And about a year ago, I got brave and asked out this guy I worked with. He's super cute, like a solid 8.
I love how she was like, yeah, he's a 10. He's like, yeah, he's a good 8.
I knew he was probably out of my league because at the time I considered myself a solid 6. He said no. His reason? We worked together. I respected it and I moved on. Here's where it gets interesting. Over the last year, I've lost 60 pounds. Weight has always been my struggle since like middle school. I was the quote unquote funny friend growing up because I didn't think being the pretty one was in the cards for me. Diets never stuck and the gym? Yeah, no. But this time, I decided to go all in and started taking Ozempic. And let's be real, part of the motivation was so I could finally date guys who were, you know, 8s instead of 4s. Fast forward to now, this same guy is asking me out. My friends are convinced he only asked me out because of the weight loss. Well, duh, Captain Obvious. My friends think he's shallow and I shouldn't waste my time. But I'm wondering, does that even matter? Should I let it bother me and say no? Or should I say yes and see where it goes? I'm kind of torn between holding a grudge or just enjoying my new body and dating options. What would you do? Thanks so much. Love you guys.
Ooh. All right, Mo, what advice are you giving her?
I wouldn't be mad at him for this, but I also wouldn't date him. You know, this to me feels like no different than if you come up and you make some money and now somebody wants to date you. Or if you get a new job, now somebody wants to date you. I'm really big on wanting me for me, and I feel like I'm me either way. So if you ain't want me then, you can't have me now. I wouldn't date him.
Bars. I just can't think of anything more satisfying than turning down someone who turned me down first. Like, I would love to look at him in the eye and a cute little crop top or some kind of, like, fun outfit where I'm like, you can't have all of this. Like, if you didn't love me then, you're not going to love me now. But, you know, it's kind of lonely out here. So maybe turn him down and then wait a couple of months and then maybe swing back around and be like, you know what? Let's revisit this.
I mean, my gut instinct as soon as I read this, I'm like, okay, listening to her weight journey. And I applaud her for being honest that she was like, well, I applaud her for being honest. I hate that she thinks that, how do I want to put this? I hate that she thinks the only way you can be an 8 is from your attractiveness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of things that can make a person 8. And I think, like, physical appearance is just a small part of that, right? So just putting my, you know, self in your shoes and where your thinking is, you know, this is your journey and this is what you chose for yourself. Even though you consider him an 8, and one of the reasons you did this is so you can, you know, date hotter guys or whatever, because I think we can, in a generally speaking, hot guys are going to want to date hot girls, and hot girls are perceived to be thin, not overweight. That's the society we live in. Doesn't mean it's true, but that's where we are. So I'm here to tell you, find you another 8. This 8 you can kick to the curb.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, her friends are right, and she is also right. And it's, I wouldn't want to do that because, again, like Mo said, you date me for me, and your body's not going to last. You're going to get old. You're going to age. You may gain the weight back. What if you have children? Your body's not going to look the same after that. Do you really want to link up with somebody who judges you, has clearly shown you that they will judge you for your appearance? If you don't care about that and you want just a fun fling, then go for it. But if you're looking for something more long-term and more serious, the most serious, successful relationships, sure, there is physical attractiveness there, but it's going to be in the melding and the meshing of your personalities. And that's why I think when you really find true love, the body comes in second and appearances don't matter as much, which is why sometimes you'll see pairs and you're like, they got together because they have evolved to a place where it's more than just physical appearance. So I don't, and I'm not trying to poop all over people who like other people for how they look. If that's what you want in this era of your life with your new body, then get it. It is your body. It is your life, and go after it. But personally, I'm not going after anybody who turned me down when I was overweight because I am the same person. There's just less of me, and you don't get access to that if you've already shut me down.
Mic drop.
The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.